7:22, we are reconvening. So everybody, please take your seats. All right, I call for a motion. Commissioner Gardner?
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we separate the discussion on the William CAC to overlay with a hearing dedicated to this topic. And I'd like to include in this recommendation that the planning department prioritize encouraging other communities to create a CAC so that we would have these representing each county, each part of the county again, since it was historically there. So forgive me for taking such a narrow slice, but I'd like to make a motion to separate out the William CAC and create a committee for that with a view to model for other communities.
Do I hear a second?
Sure, I'll second that.
All right, a motion made by Commissioner Gardner and second by Commissioner Richardson. Any discussion on the motion?
I would just like to chime in with some factual knowledge.
Commissioner Wright, go ahead.
Prevalent. When I joined the Planning Commission, there was 8 CACs. And it gets too much of the NIMBY attitude of not in my backyard, I don't care about anybody if it's not in my backyard. And that's been a common occurrence. Predominantly, the last many years, we've had 3 CACs that were fairly active. Williams was always one, the Applegate, and the Merlin North Valley. And it's the typical, as soon as everything goes away and there's nothing going on, the CACs can't keep the people involved, and nothing we've been able to do as a planning commission has ever been able to change that. If they don't have the will to assist and be a player in their community, they're not going to. And until something in their backyard, that's going to continue to happen. So we would always and have always encouraged it, but the realistic attitude is it's a newbie. Not in my backyard.
Did Sunny Valley have a CAC?
Not officially. They had a, it wasn't a CAC, it was a, there was another name for them. It was just about, there was about 6 people. But they never really did anything. And they merged it with Wolf Creek, because Sunny Valley, Wolf Creek, and we held hearings and stuff out there, actually in Wolf Creek.
The CAC model, it really helps our county to uphold the state code with respect to citizen involvement in local governance.
Correct. But you can't force people.
Right. Commissioner Chambers.
So is the purpose of the hearing, so you wanted to separate out the CAC from this package that we have and hold a separate hearing on it, and the purpose of that separate hearing is...
My motivation for suggesting this is, it seems to me that our county has such a large area with a relatively small population, and this big change, you can describe the big change in our county in so many ways, but what I have been living here, I've been here almost 10 years farming, I have found very few avenues for communication amongst neighbors, amongst, even in the city of Cave Junction, the disconnect is often astonishing. And I would like to see our county support these councils at the neighborhood, hamlet, village, whatever you want to call it, level. We have these small towns and communities in our county, and right now there's almost no mechanism for the exchange of information. So people, in the absence of information, tend to be more fearful. And my suggestion is that by once again encouraging our county to support these councils throughout our county, that we could not only address land use concerns, but also public safety concerns or emergency management problems or. And they're hard to keep together. It's hard to keep people's attention, and it's still important to do it. So that's my reason.
So the purpose of the hearing would then be to, because you, Ronnie, you just said that people drift away from it because apparently it's not valuable. So the purpose of the hearings would be something to the effect of what would make it valuable to you so that you would stick around? What would you need to see in a CAC so that you would stick around and we could have a CAC? And I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about, you know, personally.
Let me make a clarification here.
I think there are two different purposes here. I think if we're having a hearing on a text amendment, that has the purpose of letting the community know what this text amendment is and taking the comment on it, positive and negative, and then either passing or not passing it. And I think the encouragement of more people to get involved in CACs, I think, is a separate effort that I'm not sure is you know, we can have town halls on that, but I'm not sure that is appropriate to the same venue as the hearing on a text amendment.
Agreed.
I mean, the reason I second what she said is I'm going to the Oregon Department of Land Conservation and Development. Goal one for Oregon is the creation of citizen involvement. CCIs, they call them. And it says that there is an 8-member master group and all the rest of this. If the Williams people are coming forward and asking for specific modifications to suit their needs, before we agree to implement those specific modifications, shouldn't we look at them to say, can these things be modified to represent every citizen involvement committee, not just the Williams group?
I think that would be appropriate for, if we have a hearing on the text amendment, that would be an appropriate subject for deliberation during that hearing. So I would like to make a friendly amendment to your motion that you move to have a hearing on the text amendment, and then perhaps you could make a separate motion to have some kind of town hall, or maybe we could just open that for discussion under matters from commissioners. How is the best way to encourage citizen involvement?
Thank you. So the amendment would read recommend a separate hearing on the Williams CAC to deal with this proposed text amendment.
That would be my friendly amendment. Do you accept that?
Yes, that makes sense. Sure. Good specific clarification.
All right. And I would like to also propose another friendly amendment, although this could be a separate motion, and that would be to include at the same hearing, just for the sake of time and condensing it, that also to have a hearing on the code enforcement amendment. So would that be appropriate?
You're suggesting hearing those two subjects at the same hearing?
Two subjects at the same hearing.
Oh, yes, that would be efficient, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right, could you restate the motion with whatever amendments you agree to?
Yes, that's it's just coming. Right. I make a motion that the Planning Commission recommend a public hearing specifically dedicated to hear the Williams CAC with respect to the proposed text modifications, and hold a second topic at the same hearing to look at the code enforcement changes.
Wait for a second.
Yeah,
I'll go ahead. All right. Any discussion of this motion?
I just have a clarification question. By separating that motion out, or by separating that section of the text amendment proposal out, does that mean we are accepting all the rest of the text?
No, we haven't made a motion yet.
Well, okay, I got you.
We're trying to get piecemeal agreement.
Gotcha.
All right. If there's no further discussion, Secretary, will you call roll?
Commissioner Church?
Aye, yes.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Richardson?
Yes.
Commissioner Gardner?
Yes.
Commissioner Chambers?
Yeah.
Commissioner DeSimone?
Abstain.
Commissioner Wright?
Abstain.
All right, the motion passes 5-0 with 2 abstentions. So we will be holding a public hearing on the 2 text amendments for the Williams CAC and the text amendment for the code enforcement. All right, I would like to entertain another motion now at this time. Commissioner Richardson?
Commissioner Goodwin, since your initial findings were by and large in the affirmative, and that's what a motion typically is in the affirmative, do you want to read your findings into as a motion? And then those of us who will either vote yes or no, depending on that.
All right. I will make a motion to approve the remaining text amendments, not including the code enforcement and including CAC, with the exception of the odor control amendment, the odor control text amendment, which was, I wasn't prepared to make a motion on this, but excuse me, I will have to look this up.
Changes to Article 72, accessory structure standards, subsection C, and subsection D, which would be a new subsection.
All right, let's see. This one would be either back section or
you're talking about the odor mitigation, right?
Section 72. Yes, all right. I move to adopt the text amendments, except for the code enforcement amendment, the voting CAC amendment, and the amendment to Article 2, Section D on odor mitigation. Do I hear a second? Do we hear a second? For purposes of discussion, you don't have to vote for it, you second it. Commissioner Richardson seconds it for the purpose of discussion. Do we have discussion on the motion? Commissioner Gardner.
My heart is sinking.
No, thank you.
My heart goes out to those people who want to protect the rights of private property owners. And I would love to see how to put some reasonable restraints on especially recreational marijuana grows. And I agree that these are reasonable. And I'm sorry for being tongue-tied. It's difficult, but I'm asking how will we be able to enforce this code change? Is it simply a matter of denying applications for new landowners?
Community Development Director, Councilor.
Just for clarification before I answer that, so you're looking at attachment B, page 8D, which says odor mitigation, right? That's the one you're looking at, not approved on it. So the way that would be enforced would be when they come in for the permit, unless they can prove that they have the engineered odor mitigation, then along with the building, then it would not be. That's how we would catch it. Because it's not retroactive, it doesn't go back on existing structures, it's only the new ones. So when you come in for your permit for the new structure, we'd have to check and make sure you have your mitigation system.
And so odor, it sounds like, really is the great offense. Is that true?
No, I think, if please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Commissioner Gardner was asking about the rest of it, that the motion was to adopt the rest of it, and I think she was asking how that would be enforced.
That's, thank you.
And I believe that the enforcement is on a complaint-based basis, is that correct?
Right, some of these things are when you come in for a permit, we check them. The other ones are complaint-driven. So. And that's what our entire code at the current time. It is the county commissioner's passed a policy that it is complaint-driven. You know, if you're driving along, we don't drive up and down the roads looking for
violation.
We just don't have the time, and there's enough to do with the complaints, so it would be complaint-driven.
And limiting new recreational operations on RR 2.5 or less?
That would come through the Lux form. And then again, complaint driven.
Thank you. Any further questions for Ms. Thompson?
The odor mitigation is only for indoor grows on their RR5s, so that this odor mitigation doesn't apply to outdoor grows anyway.
That's correct.
I'd like to see it added back in, I think, because we're only talking about older greenhouses, and that's a concentrated mistake. That's not the same as open grows. We're not trying to control the odor on an open grow.
Are you doing a friendly amendment?
Would that be, yes, I'd like to suggest a friendly amendment, because with that clarification, it doesn't apply to open grows, merely to the greenhouses, and I think odor mitigation is in fact possible on the greenhouses.
My concern was that there would be more odor outside outside of the greenhouse grow. They wouldn't want to encourage more people to not use greenhouses or to incur, incur more regret. Does anybody have any information on that? The greenhouses are producing more or less odor than outdoor grows? Commissioner Gardner?
There is a lot of technology and technological applications to answer that question. I want to point out that requiring indoor greenhouse kind of operations actually increases the cost of production considerably. And in my view, what locally folks are pleased to call sun-grown, organic, there is no way to control the smell. This was approved and taken up by an appellate court here in Oregon in 2014. As sad as it is, there is no legal basis for being offended by smell in a court setting. Smell's perception is so subjective, it just can't really be regulated. Not that we wouldn't like to, but we can't, because the appellate court of Oregon has already is already ruled that nuisance based on odor is not litigatable. It's too subjective. So this has already been found here in Oregon.
All right. On hearing that, Commissioner Richardson, do you want to withdraw your amendment? So the motion stands. Any further discussion on the motion?
Could you read back the motion, please?
The motion was, I should write this down as I asked anyone else making a motion to do. I wasn't in any commission. I move to adopt the text amendments proposed, except for the CAC amendment, the code enforcement amendment, and the odor mitigation amendment. And I will leave it at that.
Chair Goodwin, can I ask a question on that? Clarification regarding the camping amendments. It was proposed at 9 months with a waiver. The state said no, but the state was willing to give us 4 months with a waiver. I think you need to address that because it was presented in that original packet.
I'm fine with that. If the state will allow us more leniency, I'm all for it. So I don't want to withdraw that from the...
Well, you probably want to address, do you support the motion? So you could take the camping out of this motion right now, and then maybe as a separate motion address whether it's as presented tonight, or what do you want
to
actually
do? I will add to this and accept the camping amendment as presented tonight.
And I'd just support that too, because we know that we'll be hearing some new proposals from the planning department on county housing issues. So maybe camping could be dealt with as a subset of our overall larger housing picture. Doesn't that make sense?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right. And we can just exclude the camping vendors as well, and we can deal with that as part of the housing. All right, I move to adopt the text amendments proposed except for the CAC amendment, the code enforcement amendment, the odor mitigation amendment, and the camping amendment.
I'll second that, except that I'm going to talk about a particular piece that I want to have added to that.
All right, would you like to make a friendly amendment to the motion?
I would like to make a friendly amendment to the motion, which is that at section 61050E, where it talks about waiving that a property has to be, that a dwelling or house has to be on a property, it says, the requirement can be waived, providing one of the lots of the landowner or the tenant leases, as long as you've got one of them. And last week, Margaret, you asked Julie, does that mean that he could have a house here and then have lots all around the county? And just this one lot would make it so that he could have a grow on all those other lots. And she said yes. And so I wanted to change that so it was adjacent. No. So that we don't have somebody having, ending up with 80 acres.
All right, I will accept that friendly amendment. And I will say, I move to adopt the text amendment proposed of the CSE amendment, the code enforcement amendment, the odor mitigation amendment, and the camping amendment, and amend the...
Here's the exact wording.
Amendment. Section 61050E to say this requirement can be. All right. I move to adopt a text amendment proposed except for the CAC amendment, the code enforcement amendment, the odor mitigation amendment, and the camping amendment, and to amend the text amendment to section 61050E to say this requirement can be waived provided one of the adjacent lots the landowner owned or tenant leases. Let me just say that whole sentence again. To say, for lots exceeding 2.5 acres in size in the RR5 zone, this requirement can be waived provided one of the lots.
I just added the word adjacent.
Provided one of the adjacent lots the landowner owns or tenant leases used for the production of marijuana has a dwelling on it. Is that clear, everybody, or would you like me to read that one more time?
I think it's clear.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Commissioner Church?
No.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Richardson?
No.
Commissioner Gardner? Commissioner Chambers?
Yes.
Commissioner DeSimone?
Abstain.
Commissioner Wright?
Abstain.
Motion fails, 3-2, with 2 abstentions. Do I hear any further motions? Commissioner Church?
I'll try one. I move that in regard to the text amendments proposed for the Rural Land Development Code as presented on October 31st, I'm losing my computer here and things are going all over the place. Hold on, let's try it again. I move that in regard to the text amendments proposed for the Rural Land Development Code as presented by staff and on October 31st and amended at that meeting that the Planning Commission Commission make no recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners.
All right, do I hear a second?
Well, I'll second it.
The motion is seconded by Commissioner Richardson. Do I hear any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Gardner?
Thank you. I'd like to make friendly amendments to this motion. Rather than making no recommendation, I would like to ask the Planning Commission to review this again in the late winter time. I think there's a lot of good work that's been done here, and I don't want to give the impression that it's not a tremendous, valuable accomplishment of the dialogue that's gone on here. And I don't want to just recommend nothing to the Board of County Commissioners. I'd like us to look at this again and see if there's some way we can find solutions here. And I have concern about making these changes to find out we're only discussing them next year again anyway. I do want to support the effort and the intent of what's going on, and I don't think we're quite there. And I do value the work that's been done today, and I think that we shouldn't just not recommend it. I'd like us to come back to it in the new year.
All right, Commissioner Church, do you accept the friendly amendment?
No.
All right, the amendment. So, any further discussion on the original amendment, Mr. Church, Commissioner Richardson?
Can we, in making no recommendation, can we say something to the effect that the Planning Commission was divided? And could not reach consensus? It's not like we just said no. It was we were legitimately divided and could not reach consensus.
And that will have to be in the record.
Yeah, the vote will reflect that.
The concern that I have is anything we do is, you know, the classic lipstick on a pig. We still have to sit and be serious about, is commercial recreational marijuana appropriate for rural residential of any kind? And I think that, for me, is the stumbling block.
Any further discussion, Commissioner Wright?
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to end your sentence with "at this time."
Mr. Church, do you accept the
amendment? I would accept that, yes.
Any further discussion? Secretary, please call roll.
Commissioner Church?
Yes.
Look, excuse me for a second. Could you read back the motion?
Sure.
In full. In full.
I move that in regard to the text amendments proposed for the Rural Land Development Code as presented at the October 31st meeting and amended at that meeting, that this stupid computer keeps wanting to do something here, that the Planning Commission make no recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners at this time.
Okay, I got it.
Further discussion? Secretary, please call roll.
Commissioner Church?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Richardson?
Yes.
Commissioner Gardner?
Yes.
Commissioner Chambers?
No.
Commissioner DeSimone?
Abstain.
Commissioner Wright?
Abstain.
All right, the motion passes 4-1 with 2 abstentions. So the Planning Commission will make no recommendations to the Board of Commissioners on this text amendment at this time. All right.
It's still allowed to be enforced, right?
It's a recommendation for anybody.
All right. This portion of the hearing is now closed. We will now move on to the other items on the agenda. Item number 3, Old Stage Road Cave Junction. Ms. Nelson?
Okay, this is a matter that Commissioner Gardner had requested be put on the agenda for discussion. Osage Road is a narrow road just east of Kent Junction. And Christine will have to go into detail why she wanted it down here. I will say this, that the county is in the process of, we're just beginning our transportation systems plan. And this is one of the roads that we have asked them to include in that plan to look at and see if perhaps it needs curbing, perhaps a lane, wider shoulders for bikes, or what can be done out there. If we can get something in the transportation systems plan, it then becomes eligible for funding. You know, you rank and it's the more important ones get funded, but at least gets it in a plan so we can at least try and get the funding to actually have that road improved.
Thank you. Thanks very much for including this tonight. In particular, one of the things I'm perplexed by, and I think this is maybe more widespread in the county than folks realize, that it seems that this is a county road because the city has been unwilling to take over ownership of it because it is hopelessly out of date and is in pretty desperate need of an upgrade. But we have this circumstance of the split incentive, I think is the name for when there's, and it's obviously inside the city, but it's a county road. And so the city is able to say, well, there's nothing we can do. And so this, it's a quite serious safety hazard. There's a lot of children, a lot of bikes, a lot of pedestrians, and these big trucks driving up and down the road. And there's no shoulder. Kids are jumping, and bicycles jumping into the ditch. If there were two big trucks to come together while a pedestrian was nearby, the ditch is the option. So I'm sure that this occurs elsewhere, and I wonder if it would be appropriate for us to understand how to address the problem of the split ownership in a more inclusive way, or maybe use it as an opportunity to build more partnerships. But I would like to see more engagement from the city of Cape Junction, because it is quite a problem. And I don't know the answer how we can move forward, just maybe hoping that our council could take a look at that and see what options are available. Well, a recent, there's a parcel zoned light industrial inside the city limits that was formerly the concrete mixing plant that built Cape Junction. So the concrete mixing plant went away, people bought land right next door to something zoned light industrial when it was empty. Now there's a lot more residences nearby, and a new business qualified for light industrial sells soil products with big trucks. And so the odor, the runoff, and big trucks are the primary nuisances being cited by residents in the neighborhood.
Commissioner Church?
I'm just wondering, why is this coming before the planning commission? Isn't this a public works issue?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
it's because of the problem of the split ownership question.
I don't think the planning.
Yeah.
Is it like a property line adjustment, or?
One of the commissioners requested it be put on the agenda. So, because it does become a planning issue, but it can be addressed through the public works planning process. I guess from a staff perspective, I think, you know, to make sure that the city, to answer your question, Christine, that making sure the city of Cape Junction is involved in that planning process to make sure that those issues about the ownership get addressed, and then also to make sure that if there's interest in widening that road, that they have they make that known. We have made it known, but
it is a county road.
It is a county road.
So how can the county take more responsibility for what's really quite an imminent public safety hazard?
Cape Junction City Council.
But it's a county road.
It's still public works. It's a planning commission issue.
Yeah,
so maybe this is about educating a commissioner. I don't know. I'm asking your help here. But
I think this probably is a public works issue rather than a planning issue, because it's roads. And we're not talking about making any legislation on roads. We're not talking about a quasi-judicial hearing. I think this is something that is a public works issue.
Okay.
It is definitely a public works issue, but I do think there's a role for planning in that, and that is that we make sure we're looking at pedestrian traffic and making sure that we're having whole communities.
Perhaps you could explain, in the transportation update plan, did I say that right?
TSP.
TSP, Transportation Service Plan.
Systems Plan.
Systems Plan.
Thank you.
Okay, so does the planning department have any nexus in that update of TSP?
We do. We actually have a staff person who sits on that planning process, and I've been nagging the public works director with my constant updates as we go, as they go. For example, the DOT is also doing a similar project right now, and I chimed in on some of those matters as well to make sure that what we see as interest from the planning department, make sure they get addressed in the overall transportation plans as well. So we're coordinating our efforts, basically.
Well, perhaps for tonight it's sufficient that we know that this is a matter, I believe it's bigger than Old Stage Road at Cape Junction, and it has to do with the problem of split ownership as our county has evolved. And I'm sure there's lots more to learn about this, so I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention, and I imagine that it will come back as the county considers the, is it an update or an upgrade to the TSP?
We have to continually update it every couple of years, and then that's how we prioritize which projects get the funding.
From the City of Cape Junction, I want to say thank you to Josephine County Transit Services for holding a public workshop in Cape Junction last month. And it was the first time that we discussed where to put bus stops in South County. So it's a kind of a big step up for South County to have bus service. And I want to say thank you to the Planning Department and the Transit District for starting that conversation. And I see lots of room for improvement for public transportation in our county.
Commissioner Wright? I don't think Ms. Meltzer knows, since she hasn't been here that long yet, but one of the issues that this county has had, and specifically this road is probably going to fall into that category, is the first question, is it in the city limit? If it is, then it's a city issue. And we even shouldn't be involved in it at that point. Now, that's not saying we can't have some input on the TSP, but then it goes back to over the last 30 years, or just pick a number out of the air, there was a habit of approving roads and doing things throughout the county, even on Redwood Avenue and down in the intergrowth boundaries, where they let things go in, they let them go in and build and stuff, and then the county was just automatically supposed to take things over. Now you have two problems with that. They weren't building the roads appropriately, which is the position you're in right now. And there's a massive cost factor for the county to go in and correct all that. So the county, and I'm sure Rob Brandis will follow up with that, is that there is a financial imperative that one, safety, two, I think financial, is to what difference is it going to make safety-wise? What are you helping, or how many are you helping, versus the cost expenditure to correct it? And I've been here long enough that I know that this all exists, and as a planning commission, we've actually gone on the sites where developers have built PUDs and housing tracts and stuff, and we've gone and looked at the roads where they've all washed out and stuff, and everything was turned over to the county, and we ended up sunk underneath trying to correct all this, which is now why they require bonds when they build. So we don't get stuck with that anymore. But the prior stuff to that, it is what it is.
All right. Any further questions? Commissioner Richardson?
Having been both a planning commission member and a city council member for the city of Grants Pass, this is an ongoing issue for any of them. Even if you have absolute compliance with the county road code, it's not the same as the city road code. And so you are forever, Grants Pass and Josephine County have this dance that they do about money being spent and how to turn the roads over, and Grants Pass agrees to accept the roads when certain improvements have been made. The real losers in all of this are the citizens, because you buy a house on a road that has been improved, and assuming it's been improved to county standards, when you get to be part of the urban growth boundary, then you discover that you're going to have massive infrastructure costs assessed against you, the homeowner, to bring your house and the road in front of it up to city standards. That's what's happening on Redwood Highway right now. Is all, or Redwood Avenue, I guess it is, all of that's having to be brought up to city standards, and they get grants and they do other things. But it's a massive cost to the people. But we still have, do you want rural roads with curbs and gutters and sidewalks? Nobody wants to pay for that. But when you get into the city, that's what they expect. So the city of Cave Junction really has to take the lead role in that, not the planning commission.
All right. Let's move on.
I have a question for Julie. Do you know of potential funding sources that the county goes after to get help with, not just planning, but actual road maintenance and management? How do rural counties deal with this? I'm sorry, more commissioner of education, I'm sorry.
Okay, so the Public Works Department, they're either DOT dollars, sometimes you can get regional solution dollars, sometimes you can get federal dollars, but they're actual, they either go with grants or they go with money that is designated to an area that has to, like you get one pot that then has to be split amongst your top projects. There are some general funds that go in there, but most of it is from DOT or from the Federal Highway Administration, depending on the projects.
Thank you again for hearing this topic. I don't think it can go further tonight, but I certainly do appreciate your attention.
Let's move on to agenda item number 4, other matters from the commission. Are there any other matters from commissioners?
I have one.
Commissioner Church?
I just wanted to make an announcement that last week I sent an email to Ms. Julie Smelzer and also to the county commissioners that I have tendered my resignation from the planning commission effective December 31st. So I'll be around here until then, or I offered if they find somebody sooner that I would step down sooner, but if whatever's in the best interest of the county. But after December 31st, you won't be seeing me here anymore.
Okay, you'll find someone to later.
No, that's good. Yeah, December 31st is the deadline.
Well,
thank you, though.
Commissioner Church, I would like to say that you have served very well on this commission, as chair and vice chair and a member, and I personally regret your.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. And the Julia and the commissioners were very complimentary also. So it's been 6 years, but I think it's time for somebody to, you know, also take on the reins once in a while. I've got some other things I'm doing. I'm going to be a leader over at our church right across the street. So I'm happy about that. And
Thank you for your service.
Just to bring up a point then, do we still have a member at large, and what happened to that? Is that in play still, or we have that one? Because it would be a good time to maybe have that a member at large if he was resigning to have somebody here. Yeah, I started out as a member at large for a short period of time.
We don't have that. I will say this, though, if I can just add this too, you know, when we're talking about the CACs, just so you know, you are the CIC.
Correct.
Just remind everybody.
We are the Citizen Involvement
Committee.
For Josephine County?
Correct. It's set up as a separate body by statute, but Josephine County a while ago passed an order that said that the Rural Planning Commission shall serve as the county CIC as well.
All right, I have one letter that I'd like to bring up very briefly. Sometime in the distant past, we used to videotape the Planning Commission hearings so that the public could watch them online. We haven't done this for quite some time, and I wasn't even aware that we weren't doing it anymore, because since I've been on the Planning Commission, I don't need to go with the videos. But a couple of people have asked me about this recently, specifically due to the hearing last week when a lot of people wanted to see who were not able to attend. And there is a cost to the planning department, the community development department, of $35 per hour for videotaping a hearing. So it's probably not necessary to videotape all of our hearings. The quasi-judicial hearings only impact a very small member of the community. But legislative hearings, I think, have more impact. So I just wanted to open up for discussion. Do we think that it would be a good use of funds to to videotape the legislative hearings and post them on the county website for the sake of transparency.
If I may.
Commissioner Wright?
The county commissioners canceled the videos over a financial standpoint, and they didn't do it for any other reason.
I don't know. How good would we come across transparency-wise if they were to have observed that 4 hours or the last 2 hours of our deliberations on closed circuit TV? I think without context, you really can't make an adequate judgment of what occurred.
Well, the point is that they would have the context. We don't discuss anything outside of these public hearings. So the entire context would be available. And it's not so much a question of how good we look or not. It's a question of the public, the people who pay the taxes and the people who are interested in. Because when we're changing a county code, that affects the entire county. And people who may not be able to come in, or people who live in other parts of the county and just not need it to come in, or people have other state allocations. You know, I don't see the value in videotaping every single hearing, but I was just thinking for legislative hearings that are particularly ones that are controversial, where we get so many people coming, that it might be a good idea to do that.
Well, this is what, the first one we've had in probably 4 years?
Yeah, that's another thing. If we have them we have legislative hearings much less frequently than quasi-judicial hearings, which we don't have very frequently either. So in light of that, it seems like the expense would not be very great overall. And I'm not advocating for this, but a couple of people asked me about this. There is a private individual videographer who did come in and videotape the hearing last week, and he's got like over 325 views on YouTube of that. And that's without people even knowing how to get to it. People go to the county website looking for it, it's not there, and they don't know that there's any other video available. Commissioner Gardner.
Are you looking for a motion at this time?
I'm looking for discussion. You know, we don't need to entertain a motion now, but we could if somebody wants to make a motion.
Why don't we just ask that Julie look at it to see within the confines of her budget if there is room for such a thing?
Okay.
I also like to say that bringing up that point that someone did videotape, the public is allowed to videotape these, so if someone knows they can't come, they can say, hey, can you send a proxy videotape? I know during the study, Valley Gravel, they videotaped every meeting, so it is available for them to do as well. So.
And Mike Jones was here last week.
He got over 300 and some views on that tape. But the problem with that is the public doesn't know where to find it.
I understand.
They go to the county website and it's not there, so that's not county transparency.
Okay, so this is my 2 cents on this issue. Okay. First of all, recognize we do the audio tape all the time. Okay, so it's just the video that's missing. I do think it's more transparent when you do have that video for your legislative meetings, because of the mere fact I've had experience where people cut and clip video, if they do it themselves, they can cut and clip and change what's really going on. So I think it's more transparent if the county does do the video. I do have concern about the budget, and if it was just one legislative hearing, I would say that's not so bad. It was, that'd be about $200 maybe that we would have, or $150. But I know that in my own personal mind of what needs to be done with the county, and knowing that we're going to have legislative hearings on housing and agritourism and some of the other things that come up, I'm just concerned that it might get too expensive. I don't know if we cherry pick and say some do, some don't. I can certainly understand why we would want them, and I do think it is a form of transparency, but I am a little concerned about the budget because I didn't create the budget, I inherited this budget, it wasn't built into it. And I don't think that was, and there is no line item in there right now for that item. So.
Also, as far as transparency, they're welcome to come. It's not that we're having closed door meetings. Right. Everything is on public record, everything is recorded. It's for really convenience for people that can't make it. Have them send a proxy to videotape. And they would if it was important.
Could we simply say that it's our recommended that at the next budget cycle that it be considered that the Planning Commission legislative hearings be videotaped. I mean, we can make that recommendation without demanding anybody do anything about it, just that they consider it at the next budget cycle.
Sure, and how that works is I would just build that into the budget and present it to the commissioners. If that's the direction we want to go, I just need to know that, and then we'll build that into the budget and hopefully it passes.
Well, I'd like to voice my support for encouraging greater transparency in county government. It's part of, I think, a sane, logical response to the desire for no new taxes. People should be able to see what they are getting for the tax money that they spend. And anything we can do to encourage more participation. If somebody is watching the video from our legislative hearing, they're more engaged, and it's easier to do than just listening to an audio. I think we could also do more to let, I mean, I know we put it in the newspapers and we think that we've done a public notice, but I think we could do a lot more to engage our citizenry by getting the word out better. It's the hardest thing about living in the Illinois Valley is getting the word out. It's just you have got to try multiple channels multiple times to get people to show up. But it's at these public hearings where citizens begin to engage with, oh, this is how governance works. We didn't get this in school, really. And so I'd love for our county to start inviting our high school youth to come attend these hearings as well. Maybe they'd like to practice their videography skills. It wouldn't hurt to save us some money. It doesn't have to be done professionally. I'd like us to have a policy of really engaging our citizenry in being good neighbors and participating in local governance. And that, too, could be a recommendation to our Board of County Commissioners. We want that transparency, and we want citizen engagement.
Do the county commissioners still have periodic council meetings at Cave Junction, or commission meetings at Cave Junction? What if we had a planning commission meeting in Cave Junction? Is there a space for it?
We have previously.
Well, we haven't in the 4 years that I've been on it. Maybe it's time we did it again.
I think it's only pertinent to if there was an issue out in that area, correct?
That is correct. When there was an issue, we've been to Wolf Creek, we've been to Williams, and we've been to Gate Junction. You've got the City Hall, which we have been to the City Hall for a planning meeting, but there's also the community center next door, which we were at when we were doing the aggregate and the fire safety.
I mean, the reality is the bulk of the people are here in Grants Pass, but it's a good way for Cave Junction and the Red Murphy and the rest of them to feel ignored, is they always have to travel to us, not vice versa.
Right. We did discuss this at the last meeting that we had, and I remember Commissioner Wright talking about the fact that we have gone around to the other ones. I do know that with the marijuana town halls, we did the four around the county. Cave Junction was a challenge because the PA system doesn't work, so there's a lot of complaints, you know, we can't hear you, things of that nature, so there are some challenges with some of that. I think depending what the issues are, if we have big issues, it certainly makes sense, but I don't see, aside from this marijuana one, I don't see in my mind some real burning one that we need to do the traveling show. But I think certainly if we have stuff specific to an area, let's say it's the specific to the Ivy area, I think it would be, I mean, we should go there, in my opinion. But then again, you're also losing the audio and the video that you're trying to gain from recording your meetings as well.
Well, and just, if I may, the biggest problem is you've got Ivy News, and you've got other people out there, you've got the other ones, the Rogue Valley Messenger, they don't even... If you can't get your newspaper in your area to show up to a meeting to even put the word out, that's where I think it needs to start. You need to get your people that are in the community. He should be advertising it, because they've only come to the fire and the aggregate. And they were here full bore when those issues were going, but then it got back to NIMBY.
Well, and I know, too, from our perspective as staff, because we talk about this, we're required to put it in our official newspaper. But Melissa ran it in three newspapers, which was almost $1,000 to try and get to be transparent, to make sure people did know what's going on. So,
you know, for the hearing last Monday?
Yes.
I'd say it had an effect. We had a full house here.
Yes, I mean, we've done We've worked with the courier to make sure everything continues to be covered to get people engaged. We did the extra notices, trying to do what we can. I mean, we're not just doing the regular one at the current time either.
Aren't those public safe service notices? I mean, shouldn't the courier be doing that for free?
When they're doing an editorial, those are free.
Ivy News offers a service of free announcements for public and community events.
Well, when it's just an announcement, yes, but we were looking to actually post the notice so they understood the content, the time, the location, a regular formal notice.
You read well in the Illinois Valley News.
Well, we had a good turnout.
All right. Any further matters from commissioners? All right, hearing none. We'll move on to agenda item 5, comments from the public on items not on the agenda. Have we any comments from the public? Hearing none. We'll move on to item number 6, approval of the minutes from October 31st and November 7th.
How am I supposed to? I didn't catch a lot of today's.
Okay, so the October 31st you can act on right now if you want.
I'm not clear on how this is supposed to work. Are we all supposed to turn in our findings and motions to Melissa at this time?
Yes. The other thing is, I think Melissa, my understanding, Melissa, is because it was kind of a convoluted going back and forth, she was not able to catch them. So yes. We will not be able to do the November 7th right now, but we can approve the 31st.
Having read the draft minutes from the 31st, I move that we accept them.
Do I hear a second? Commissioner Richardson seconded. Commissioner Chambers made the motion. Commissioner Richards seconded. Any discussion? All right.
Just a question.
Commissioner Church?
These come in the email?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I did not read them. So I wasn't saying
All right, you can
just
abstain there if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You can abstain.
I might do that because I literally have not read
it,
but I apologize. I goofed
well,
up on that.
We have a motion on the table. Secretary, please call roll.
Okay. Commissioner Church?
Abstain.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Richardson?
Yes.
Commissioner Gardner?
Yes.
Commissioner Chambers?
Yes.
Commissioner DeSimone?
Abstain.
Commissioner Wright?
Abstain. Not give that
to her. All right. The motion passes 4-0 with 3 abstentions.
I'm going to give her an electronic copy.
All right. At this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Margaret, just a clarification. So, in the past, I know you did not approve your minutes after they were written. With the November 7th ones, we'll withhold until we meet again to make sure they do get approved by everyone. And we're actually, with that William CAC, and my guess is we're probably going to be meeting again within a month anyway. So that's not too long to wait to actually approve those minutes.
We also have December 19th.
Question for me?
We have December 19th hearing.
That's right, and we have a hearing on December 19th.
All right, Commissioner Gardner.
And my question is how soon do you think you could be getting the Williams CAC hearing into your schedule?
Melissa, if we sent that to the paper tomorrow, for example, how soon would that be? That's 20 days? Actually, you know what? That's going to take 35 days because it has to go to DLCD.
Yes.
Because it affects more than a certain area, it affects the whole code, so it has to go to DLCD. And then because it affects farm and forest land, it also has to go to the BCC for hearings.
So is December the 17th the next available hearing space, basically?
19th. I think it could probably, the 35 days could fit in December 12th, but I don't know if that's...
Well, and to be honest with you, at this point, the CAC may say, you know, because this was just to create that permitting review, and then the overall overlay title and purpose. And I'm working with them on what will actually go into that overlay, so we could come back perhaps like in January, February with that they may choose at this point to just work on it and bring you a full overlay like we have for the Merlin area right now.
That's even better.
All right. Any further comments, discussion? Well, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I have one comment just before we adjourn. That I love William CAC, and as part of the CIC, we've been there and certified their elections and been there. Voting and everything, and watch the whole process, make sure we did it accurately and that they did what they were supposed to do. Williams, in particular, likes to be Williams and not include or be privy to the rest of the county. So we need to keep that in mind that when we write an ordinance, are we writing a Williams ordinance or are we writing a county ordinance? So I just want to put that out there and we'll keep that in mind that if it applies to the county, it doesn't always work in Williams.
And we will discuss that at that hearing. All right. The motion for adjournment does not require a second. If we are voting for adjournment,
make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Gardner. We are now adjourned. It's 8:23.
I will be on email
in my life. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was going to see how you're going to get all those minutes. All going to be talented.
You know, I did pretty good until the whole back and forth of the motion. I lost it.
Anybody who has not yet turned their findings as their motion, if you made one, please turn that in now.
I'll email it to you.
Is that okay? Does it need email?
Yes. I'll email it.
Well, Ron, I didn't get as tender as you had, but.
I really tried hard to get things done, but there was no way.
I'm not sure.